Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I am Father Ben, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today is a unique day in the calendar year. The missal provides two options for me, either Tuesday of week six or St. Cyril and Methodius, not quite St. Valentine. I'll get to that in a little bit. So for this Mass, we observe this memorial feast day of St. Cyril and Methodius. These are holy men who became friends of God, glorious heralds of divine truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who enlightened the Slavic peoples through the brothers Saints Cyril and Methodius, grant that our hearts may grasp the words of your teaching and perfect us as a people of one accord, in true faith and right confession. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.' The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this, and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region." The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you. The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned very briefly at the beginning, and this is an annual moment of awkwardness for virtually all priests, because we know that St. Valentine was a 3rd century martyr, although that does kind of end what we know for sure. There are plenty of legends that surround St. Valentine, and many of them are quite fantastical. The one that is the most impressive to me is that while he was jailed, he prayed for, allegedly, this is according to myth or legend, so don't quote me, and I realize the irony of saying don't quote me while being recorded, but we'll let that be. According to legend, so it is said that he prayed for his jailer's daughter and she was healed of blindness, and that he left a note for her that said, "Your Valentine." A charming story, and I would see that as very Christian-like, very, very tentative, very possible to be true. Now, as to why it's not observed within the missal today, I don't quite have that answer. I did go through a few different sources to try to find that. I'm sure it has something to do with this lack of, it's difficult to write even prayers for. You heard in the opening collect prayer for St. Cyril and Methodius that was quite specific to some of their mission and their apostolate to the Slavic peoples. It's kind of hard to get a mass setting for someone that we have so little about. We don't want to neglect him either. And so we ask for St. Valentine, martyr, we ask for his prayers and intercession this day, as well as we ask for St. Cyril and Methodius to pray for us. Now, I suppose if you wanted to be cheeky, you could go out in public and you could say, "Happy Memorial Feast Day of St. Cyril and Methodius," instead of "Happy Valentine's Day." I'll let you decide what you choose to do. You can be cheeky if you like, but we do ask all three of these saints to pray for us. It is good to celebrate and to honor them, to reverence them, and to give thanks for their great contributions to the faith. Cyril and Methodius do have their own wonderful story. They're from a bit later, the 9th century. Valentine was supposed to be the 3rd century. Cyril and Methodius are brothers from the 9th century, so still quite a while ago. And according to their story, and again, from the Collect Prayer, they had a particular apostolate to the Slavic peoples. A lot of their ministry was also dedicated to the translation of sacred scriptures and other texts for the Slavic people so that they could hear and receive the gospel message of Christ. And this, I believe, is a holier undertaking than many of us realize. I see it in the same light as I see doctors and nurses, those who work to cure bodily ills. See, according to the story of our origin and Genesis, evil and disease and death entered the world with sin. And we were not made for that stuff. We were not made to get sick. We were not meant to become sick or to die. But it came as a consequence of sin. And so trying to combat that and to undo that evil is something of a divine operation. Now, when did language become confused? This was with the Tower of Babel, when mankind tried to use their ingenuity to go up to the heights of God and even surpass God, but without God, to do this of their own accord. As punishment for this, God rightly struck them down and confounded their speech. And so the introduction of many different languages came, again, as a consequence of sin. And so trying to undo this damage is sort of a holy endeavor. I'm reminded of, and this is one of my favorite things to preach on, I won't go all the way into it, I'm going to save it for Pentecost, but I see Pentecost as a beautiful divine undoing of the Tower of Babel, when the apostles are filled with the Spirit and they're able to speak in languages they don't even know, and suddenly the language barrier is no more. All peoples are united, and the word of the Lord is able to reach anyone and everyone. Here we have kind of a small example of that in Saints Cyril and Methodius and their unique apostolate to the Slavic peoples. Translating the sacred scriptures into a language that they knew allowed them to understand and to truly receive the gospel. I see it, again, as a sort of divine undertaking. Using your God-given gifts to carry that gospel to others who otherwise would not have received it. For this, we give great thanks to Cyril and Methodius. We honor them for their contribution to our church. Many Eastern churches certainly reverence Cyril and Methodius for their significant contribution, and many people today have their faith directly because of the impact of these two saints of the 9th century, these two brothers, these two holy men. Even though we live 1,100, 1,200 years after Cyril and Methodius, they are still very much alive and well and ready to intercede for us. So we ask them to pray for us as well as St. Valentine on this day. Dear friends, I invite you to please rise as we present to our Heavenly Father these prayers of petition and intercession. For Pope Francis and for all priests and religious, that through the intercession of Saints Cyril and Methodius, they will serve ceaselessly as missionaries in spreading the gospel to all people, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages, that spouses will find strength in God to be witnesses to the true, the good, and the beautiful in our world by joyfully giving of themselves an authentic love to each other and to family, we pray to the Lord. For all those who are expecting, for a safe and healthy delivery, and for all those who are struggling with an unexpected pregnancy, that they may see life as a gift and be moved to respond with self-giving love for their child, we pray to the Lord. For those who have suffered the loss of a loved one, that they will find comfort and peace in God and His promises, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Caleb Nathaniel Baker, and in thanksgiving for his healthy birth, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Good and gracious God, as we commemorate the feasts of your beloved saints, we humbly ask for their powerful intercession, and we ask that you hear and answer all of these prayers according to your most holy will. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
Look, O Lord, upon the offerings which we bring before your majesty in commemoration of Saint Cyril and Methodius, and grant that these gifts may become the sign of a new humanity, reconciled to you in loving charity, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage, their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Cyril and Methodius, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and David our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The disciples went forth and preached the gospel, while the Lord worked with them, confirming the word through accompanying signs. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. O God, Father of all nations, who make us sharers in the one bread and the one spirit, and heirs of the eternal banquet, grant in your kindness on this feast day of Saints Cyril and Methodius, that the multitude of your children, persevering in the same faith, may be united in building up the kingdom of justice and peace, through Christ our Lord. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you will join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth. The Mass is ended. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits, who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I left my songbook in the sacristy, but we'll sing a classic, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.